Does a person know when they're going crazy? I'd seen lots of pictures of people in asylums who seemed to know where they were and why, and I'd read dozens of books on the subject. When said people actually decide to go crazy, that it's their way of handling problems or not handling them. So they had to know what they were doing, right? I hated to think I was deliberately driving myself nuts, but that morning I wasn't sure what to believe. Don't get me wrong, I didn't spend all my time worrying about things like that. It was only after I'd had the nightmare, and the one the night before had been worse than usual. Maybe it just seemed worse because it had been over 3 months since the last one. I knew exactly because I kept a record. Several of my girlfriends kept calendars, checking off the date they got their period with a large P. But my calendar was different. Mine had a big red N for nightmare. Once, Carolyn Wesley spotted it lying on my desk and began asking questions in her usual obnoxious style. "What's the N's for, Sarah? Naughty." If only she knew. That's when I started hiding the calendar inside my desk. I couldn't risk mothers finding it. Shortly after that, I'd almost fooled myself into thinking my nightmare had gone for good. But the night before, it had been back, the same as always in every detail. It always started out the same way, on a bright, sunny day. I was me in the dream, but much younger. I was skipping jump rope through the park. I could see Mother walking up ahead, her back toward me. As I skipped along, I was singing the children's rhyme. "Step on a crack, break your mother's back. Step on a line, break your mother's spine." Softly to myself. Everything seemed normal until suddenly I began skipping faster. When I had almost caught up to Mother, I began to yell. I shouted the words of the song louder and louder. "Step on a crack, break your mother's back." But she didn't turn around. She never looked at me. She just kept walking even faster. In the distance, I could see a solitary grave emerging from the top of a hillside, jutting down to the water. The grave had a tiny iron fence around it. When Mother approached, the iron bars quickly jumped up from the grave, trapping her inside. She began pounding against them, pleading to be set free. But instead of helping when I heard her cries, I began laughing hysterically, shouting the words of the song even louder. I took my jump rope, snapped it around her waist, and tied her to the bars.